We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All guests appear on the Dialpad guest line. It works every time. It gets me. All guests appear on the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Brian Baldinger appears also courtesy of Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. He is at Baldy NFL on Twitter. One of the best when it comes to breaking down the game tape. We are happy to have him on once again, Brian Baldinger on 95.7 The Game. What's going on, Baldy? How are you, man?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm out here in L.A. At the NFL Network, and we're kind of rehearsing for a new show that we're going to start taping tomorrow, and we're kind of getting ready here with this game tonight up in Oakland and getting ready for. Somehow it's week 10 already, Damon, in this league, and we're getting ready for it.
It's flying by. It really is. Let's start with the team that's playing tonight. The Raiders, like everyone, are at their halfway point. Everyone's played at least 8 games. The Chargers have played 9. I think the Raiders are among the least appreciated and understood teams in football. We all know that they've got a bad defense. What I don't think people understand is how good and efficient this offense has really been, especially over the last, basically since week 5. Derek Carr is putting up serious numbers.
He is, and I love watching him play, to be honest with you, because the identity is clear. I mean, they just want to punch people in the mouth. They want to win the line of scrimmage. Josh Jacobs is an absolute stud. He was a great pick. He was a great, great pick. I remember talking to Mike about, you know, what he saw in Josh, and he went to the national championship game right there at Levi Stadium, and he could not, I'm talking about Mike Mayer, he could not stop watching Josh Jacobs in the pregame warm-up throughout the game, and he knew right there, he told John Gruden, we got a chance to draft this kid, and I'm not passing up. I'm taking this kid, and it was the right pick, and they did a good job, you know, whether it's bringing in Trent Brown or Richie Incognito or the development of Darren Waller, or, you know, I mean, drafting Foster Moreau. I mean, they've done a good job of building around Josh Jacobs, especially in the run game right now. And it's smash mouth football. I mean, they were impressive against Detroit last week in another game so far this season.
So what did the Chargers do to utterly bamboozle Green Bay last week, and how do the Raiders avoid that same fate?
Well, you know, if you really look closely in that first half of the game, the Chargers got off the field on third down, and on 3rd and 8 and 3rd and 10 and 3rd and 10. I mean, time after time, they put Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram on the same side and let them work some games together, got one-on-ones against the Packers guard and tackle, and they won. And down went Aaron Rodgers and off the field, and the score went from 3-0 to 6-0 to 12-0 to 19-0. And they got off the field, and they just never allowed Aaron Rodgers and the Packers offense to stay on the field long enough to sustain any drives. And once they fell behind like that, then it was a question of just not letting anything get over their head. And they stopped that from happening. And so, you know, and I think the change in offensive philosophies with the new change in offensive coordinator with the Chargers was good for them. You got Melvin Gordon going, and I thought Philip Rivers played really, really good, and they had a lot of long, sustained drives, and, you know, they won the time of possession and kept Aaron Rodgers off the field.
You referred earlier to the Raiders basically playing smash-mouth football again, and it's a term that sort of fell out of fashion with a lot of the let's put the ball up 45 times a game crowd. Is John Gruden part of the vanguard of a shift back toward that? Or is this just Raiders-specific, that it works for his team now?
Well, I think, John, you know, I think in the booth you got a different perspective over 10 years. And, you know, when he's in the booth, he's in all these production meetings, and he's picking the minds of all these different guys, and he's looking at all these numbers and stats. And some of it is just so hollow and so empty. Because at the end of the day, the Detroit Lions have a lot of statistics, too, and they're not winning games. So what really wins games? And really, what John's trying to do is build a culture in the team. And so if you are a smash-mouth team, that's how you practice, too. And so it toughens up your defense. It toughens up your linebackers. It makes you tackle better. And I know you're limited in practice by a lot of the rules are out there in pads, not in pads, all that stuff. But still, you go out to practice with the mentality that, you know, we got to stop this I formation, this downhill ISO lead, this Josh Jacobs coming at us. And it does toughen up the other side of the ball. And I think eventually, I mean, I think you're already seeing better tackling from the Raiders this year. They got rid of Gary and Conley, couldn't tackle, got rid of them. I mean, you're seeing a better tackling defense. I'm not saying they're better, drastically better, but they're tackling better right now. And I think some of these young guys, Max Crosby, some of these guys are coming on, are going to be good players for a long time there in Oakland.
And Raiders and Chargers coming up tonight here on 95.7 The Game. Oakland is through the meatiest part of their schedule, soft-ish remaining eight-game schedule in front of them. I think a step towards, if they are going to be a real playoff team, they need to win this division game tonight. If they do, if they're sitting at 5-4 at the end of this one tonight, are we looking at a playoff team?
Well, they're going to be in the conversation. If they get to 5-4 tonight and beat the Chargers, I mean, they're going to have to beat Kansas City. They got some, you know, some games that are on the schedule. I think you have to beat good teams to be a playoff team. But, you know, it's a pretty – I don't know how strong the AFC, you know, is right now. I think Deshaun Watson and what Houston is doing is pretty looking pretty good right now. You know, Baltimore, it looks like they're running away. But, I mean, Pittsburgh and Oakland are a very similar situation where they look like they didn't look like they could possibly be a playoff team early on, but they're playing much better football right now. And they're finding out who their identity is in both places. And I think, you know, if they go 6-2 or even 5-3, they might be on the outside at 9-7. But I think if they could go 6-2 or 5-3 right here, they could be a playoff team. And I think they'd be a dangerous playoff team because of the way that they run the ball and their ability to play keep away from any other team that'd be going up against.
Raiders football tonight at 4 o'clock here on 95.7 The Game. The pregame begins. Kickoff right after the 5 o'clock hour begins. Yeah. So the Raiders might be a playoff team. I think it's pretty safe to say right now the 49ers are going to the playoffs, and it looks like they are going to go into the Monday night or getting a little bit healthier, whether or not it's Staley, McGlinchey, Juszczyk. Things are really starting to come together and point in the right direction. You said last week, I don't know where they lose. To me, the Seattle Seahawks is usually where they have lost. What could be different this time around as they get ready to take on an MVP caliber Russell Wilson?
Well, I think every time this year so far, Damon, that they have struggled in one area. I mean, starting with, let's say, the Pittsburgh game in week three, when they turned it over five times, the defense bailed them out. I mean, I think, you know, you lose two offensive tackles and a fullback and Daniel Brunskill, and, you know, they all come in there and they play, you know, you don't know that they're out of there. I just think they've been able to overcome every piece of adversity so far. And along the way, the quarterback keeps getting better and better. They add in a receiver that has made an immediate impact in Emmanuel Sanders.
He fits, Brian.
He is a great fit, and I think you'll see Deebo Samuel play better and Dante. I think they're all going to get better. When they watch his work ethic, they see about what kind of pro he is. His route running is elite. I haven't seen George Kittle drop a ball in 2 years. He's just a phenomenal, you know, player. And it doesn't matter to George Kittle if he catches one pass or catches 10. It doesn't matter to him. He's all about the team. I mean, his blocking is, I think he's the best tight end in football. So I just think that this is a team that hasn't hit its peak yet. I think they're still getting better in a lot of ways. And I still don't think, even Seattle this coming weekend, I still don't think that they're a formidable foe against this team. I don't care what's happened in the past. I saw the 49ers beat Seattle last year in week 15 or 16, whatever it was. I think that teams have to figure out, like, damn, we still have to deal with San Francisco. This team is formidable, and if one area fails, it seems like the other area of the team picks it up right now.
So they may not be a formidable foe overall as a team, but certainly this is the most formidable quarterback the 49ers pass rush has gotten a look at. What is Russell Wilson doing at a higher level now than he has ever before?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, his connection with Tyler Lockett is elite. Nobody has more touchdown catches since the start of last year in this league than Tyler Lockett. So he's got Lockett. He's got a young, developing player, DK Metcalf, that he really has spent a lot of time with and he trusts. But what Russell Wilson does, as well as anybody, if not better than everybody, is what he does when the play breaks down and when the initial play is covered or the defense takes it away. And then his ability to move, to scramble, and to extend. And rarely right now is he looking to actually run. He's really looking to throw. And whether it's Luke Wilson now or whether it's Chris Carson or whoever's in there, they know how to play basically street football with Russell Wilson. Blackett's always known that. I mean, he just has that skill because he played that type of offense at Kansas State. So he's used to that kind of an offense. But these other players now have really figured out that when Russell starts to move, I got to move. And I got to go find the opening space. And that's what the 49ers challenge is going to be, you know, this weekend. It's going to be when Russell Wilson moves, how do they defend it? Because that's when the big plays really happen for Seattle right now.
Brian Baldinger, mandatory follow on Twitter. Are you going to be breaking down any Meadowlands Black Cat footage this week?
You know, I was just talking to a producer here at NFL Network about how I can, you know, do an audio layer over the mysterious black cat, you know, that came onto the field. And I am going to do something.
There he is.
It's going to be happening, yes.
He breaks it all down. Brian Baldinger, we're lucky to have him. Thanks a lot, pal. Enjoy L.A.
Okay, you got it, buddy. Thank
there,
you.
There he is.
Brian Baldinger. I guarantee Baldinger. That cat's shuttle time is elite.
Oh, come on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.